This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
We say good morning to Gail O'Neill, head of the Sangamon County Department of Public Health. Hi, Gail. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Let's break this down as simple as I can make it. I hear all types of things. I don't want to confuse people. We're going to make this real simple.
Okay.
What does 1A mean when it comes to vaccinations? Who is in the 1A group?
1A is healthcare workers, frontline workers, and EMS. 1A is people who are, you know, face-to-face with patients or infectious people or their fluids, the nurses who would vaccinate people, home health nurses, people that go into other people's homes, people that really would have direct contact with somebody who was potentially infected with COVID.
How has the vaccination been? Have you completed most of those people who would be in the 1A category?
The hospitals did the first round of vaccinating. All our allotments for the first two deliveries we sent to the hospitals. The emergency departments, the COVID units, every place that was having hands-on with people who were potentially positive. So the two hospitals have pretty much taken care of all the people who wanted vaccine. The SIU School of Medicine, Springfield Clinic, Central County's Health Center have all vaccinated. Their staffs are in the process. Memorial and St. John's are actually in the second phase of their second vaccination. So the community's done pretty well with healthcare workers. We had other people come get vaccinated at our facility, dentists, pharmacists, all other kind of frontline workers. So one challenge is to know whether we have them all, and the next is to be ready for the next population.
Is the percentage of people, do you have any idea how many have declined the vaccination who would be qualified in 1A? Are we talking 10-15%, or you think that's even too higher for those who have not been vaccinated?
I think it's probably about 20% at this point, maybe a little higher. Some people, wanted to wait to vaccinate a little bit.
I understand.
They didn't want to take vaccines away from anyone else. We just want everybody vaccinated. So I'm not sure at this point what the rate is. I'd say off the top of my head, 20% probably not being vaccinated at this time.
All right, let's go to the second level, 1B. Who is in 1B?
1B is pretty good sized group. It's people over the age of 65. Any frontline essential workers. And this is a challenge. You got to start to think about your day and how you function for your family and your home life. So the people that you need includes workers at grocery stores, includes school teachers, law enforcement, dispatch, officers and inmates. I need people to keep the mail going, postal workers, store workers, public transit, the whole education department. It's a pretty wide range of people.
How often do you receive a shipment of the vaccine? And what is our amount at the moment?
Well, the shipment of the vaccine is uncertain sometimes early in this. We generally get a notice of how much vaccine we're expecting to receive once a week. We've had two deliveries to our health department, and we're expecting something yesterday, but we'll probably get another shipment this week. At this time, we don't know how much it will be. Currently on hand, we have 1,830 doses, and we're waiting to hear what our next allotment will be.
Who decides how many vaccines a county will receive?
That's based on an average. The Illinois Department of Public Health makes that decision.
So is there a formula, or I'm sure there is, I would guess. Have they ever explained to you why you get X amount as opposed to not getting more than that?
Well, it kind of varies. The first allotments that came out, which they realized they needed to adjust, were to the counties that had a high mortality rate. So on the very first doses, we didn't receive any because we're doing so well in helping people survive COVID. However, what they found is they sent these to communities that don't have the volume of healthcare workers that we do in communities. So they reassessed and sent vaccine to the hospitals or to the places that had the the greatest needs. We did a good job. We have excellent health care here, so we didn't have as many deaths as others at the time. So I guess we didn't need the first round, but now we've been getting quite a few.
Are there any other places in Sangamon County where people can get vaccinated besides at your location at the Department of Public Health?
At this time, the health department and, well, just the general public, health department's the only place at this time. People in long-term care facilities are being served by Walgreens and CVS. The state had a contract with both Walgreens and CVS to go into all the long-term care facilities, nursing homes, and provide vaccination to the residents there and the employees. And so far, I believe they've done 9 of our local facilities.
So does that number that Walgreens is distributing, does that impact the number you receive? Does that come out of your supply?
That does not. Not at this time.
That's completely separate?
That's separate, yes.
Okay, let me go back to 1B. There are an awful lot of people 65 and above. I'm sure a large percentage of those want to get vaccinated. I had a gentleman called yesterday. It was fairly critical, and he admits to that. Didn't mean to be, but then he called. He said about 2 o'clock yesterday, a number left a name, a number. They called him back. He is 1B. He's a 68 or 69, and he is scheduled for 2:30 Monday. I called for my wife late last night. It was about 7 o'clock and got a recording that the office is closed. Should she call back during office hours today to get on the list? Walk me through what happened yesterday.
So yesterday we realized that we could, we had appointments available. The governor and IDPH had mentioned that 1B should go into effect on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we opened up some appointments. We had the whole week pretty much filled. So we opened up some appointments for 1B only to the level that of the vaccine we have
sure.
on hand. So word got out a little bit. You have 2 ways to vote, to make an appointment, either through that hotline that is regular business hours or through the website. So the scdph.org has got a system for making an appointment. What happened yesterday was we had got the word out a little bit. It's kind of a soft rollout because we don't only have so many doses.
Sure.
And people got on right away and filled all the appointments that we had available for the next week. So as soon as we know what our allotment is going to be and we have vaccine on hand, we'll open up more appointments. So for your wife, she can either call in again today, but I fear, I haven't been there yet this morning, that she would be told to call back because all appointments are filled. I guess there's a chance that somebody may have canceled and they could find an appointment. But more than likely, until we get more vaccine, we won't have more appointments open up. We sure don't want people to come over and then not get what they thought they were going to get.
Can you give me a number that number they can call to try to set an appointment, please?
Yes, it's 217-321-2606.
2606, 321-2606. And I would suggest, what time does the office open?
8 o'clock.
Would there be a chance when you get an increased amount, and I hope that comes soon, I know you do too, that you folks would adjust the hours so as to serve more people, or is it just a question of manpower? You simply won't be able to do that.
Well, we decided last week that we would operate 7 days a week until we have everyone vaccinated as best we can. This week also, we're front parking lot's a little bit under construction. We've been planning, and it's happening, a drive-through operation, which will provide us the ability to vaccinate a few more people. This vaccination plan is a little more challenging than just flu shots because, there's a little paperwork, there's an explanation, and there's a vaccination. The next thing we have to do is make sure that every person who receives a vaccine stays for 15 minutes and kind of is monitored to make sure they don't have a reaction. We certainly, even when we've been doing the vaccines inside and using our building and a couple clinic areas, we still have the 6-foot rule and try to keep people apart and have to schedule so there aren't crowds and to deal with this 15-minute waiting afterward.
Visiting with Gail O'Neill, head of the Sangamon County Department of Public Health. I've had, again, 3 or 4 calls off air. The number to call, folks, is 321-2606. That's area code 217-321-2606. Obviously, I'm going to go back to the supply. Do you request X amount, or you just have to take what the State Department of Public Health sends? And number one. And number two, when they sign up for the first vaccine, are they also setting a date to receive the second shot?
Okay, so the allotment coming from the state will send us a notice that says your shipment this week will be, and it gives you an amount. So, and last week they offered, you know, two different kinds of vaccine, the Pfizer and the Moderna. They asked us, you know, if there's a preference, do we want one or the other? And so at that point, I believe we accepted both vaccines. So when you get your vaccine, the appointment, to answer your question quickly, the second appointment is not made by the nurse that provides the vaccine. There's information that people kind of can read while they wait that says, while you're here, you know, you may want to make an appointment. There's technology is helpful in some ways. You can, there's a little bar scan that you can scan that will send you right to the appointment system. Or you could call the hotline while you're doing your 15 minutes. So we don't establish that 15 minutes. I mean, the second appointment, people make that on their own. And scheduling for that has been a little challenge for us as well, because 4 weeks after you get the first vaccine of the Moderna, which we have been using, you need to make that appointment. But we also don't want to stop the flow of new people getting their first vaccine. So as we get into that, we'll find out how the mechanics of that vaccination. Right now, it's kind of half and half. We'll find out how we can be most efficient doing that.
And I think you want to clarify, if you will, that Walgreens is not giving vaccines to the general public. They have a contract with the state of Illinois, them and CVS, where they are vaccinating only long-term care facilities or nursing homes. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. I believe once they're done with long-term care facilities and vaccines available to the general public in good supply, I believe the pharmacies will, you know, get shipments. We've heard of that. We've heard that Walmart's may be, their pharmacies may be recipients, but this initial phase, they're really trying to slowly get vaccine in our communities. And, you know, if the state only gets 60,000, then they've got to decide where it goes. But as more vaccines get approved and the manufacturing picks up even more, we should have more vaccine.
Gail O'Neill, thanks for your time and thanks for the information. Very informative. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
Good day.
You too. The number again, 321-2606. You may want to wait till after, although you may get a recording. As she just said, they are booked up, it looks, at least for the next week. But if you're 65 and above, you are good to go. You can try to get an appointment to get at least the first inoculation or shot of the vaccine.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.